Gedvach. We're holding in Siv Beis. We're about to start some stories from last week. We were got enough Yisaidis to have enough Halacha L'maisa just to go over some of the Klalim. Siv Beis talks about, we could just go over the Siv just very quickly and just get back into it. Omele Balasada, Kar Ilon Chavaleich. If the Balasada tells the Yeri to take his trees, to take his shrak and leave, Shaymulai, we listen to him. He's allowed to do it, he's allowed to tell him to leave. We discussed it Machlokes Rishonim, maybe it's Astafka by Yisada, She'ein Asu Yolita, we paskin, the smile brings down from the Rishonim, the Rosh, Ramah, that even by Yisada, Su Yolita, you're allowed to tell him afterwards, Akar Yolan Chavaleich, take your stuff and leave. However, the Ramban, the Goyim brings down, the Ramban, the Rashban, and Mukhi Yosef argue and say that no, by Sada Siyolita, we assume that he certainly wanted it, and therefore you can't say Akar Yolan Chavalek. That's one Machlekes. To say Akar Yolan Chavalek, there's no limitation. We're going to see in Siv Gimel, which if he starts to use it, that's going to be a problem. If he starts to use it, it shows that he's Nechale, then it's going to be too late. We'll get to it. Hopefully tonight, we'll get to Siv Gimel, Yetz Hashem. So then that was one Machlekes. Then we brought down the Ramban and many, many Rishonim hold that if you're Moicha beforehand, if before the guy comes to be Yerid, you tell him, don't come. I see he's coming to plant his trees or build a house, and he say, do me a favor, do not come. I'm being Moicha right now not to come. So then, L'kulei Alma, you have a right to say afterwards, Akar Yolan Chavaleich. Not only that, it was Mavuin Rishonim, that even Stamazai, the fact that he came down against my wishes, I told him not to come and he came down, even if I don't say Akar Yolan Chavaleich, I just keep quiet, I'm going to be pot and ganzen. I'm not going to have to pay him anything because I already registered my objection beforehand, I told him not to come. And we said it was a machloikis, why? What's the reason? How come if I object beforehand and he comes down, am I going to be pata? What's happens? So we said two pshatim. One is, because I objected beforehand, is as if my objection keeps on going. If I could say I call on chavalech afterwards, so if I could say it beforehand, and I objected not to come, it's as if I'm keep on telling you, don't come here, leave, take your stuff. So I don't have to repeat myself. It's as if I didn't occur on chavalech. That was one pshat. And the other pshat we had was, it's mashma like that in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if I told him not to come, and he comes anyway, says, Inich Moisev al Keren HaTzvi, Adait Lach Yard. He came down with that condition. I told him not to come, and Avabi came to decide to be Mashbik, my field. He knows he's not getting a penny. I told him beforehand he's not going to get a penny. So if he wants to, I told him not to come. So if he wants to plant and be Mashbik, my son, that's very nice of him, but he's not going to see anything from me because I told him beforehand I'm not going to give him anything. That means my Macha makes it that when he comes down, he knows that he's not going to get anything. The fact that I told him before not to come, and he comes, he's not going to get anything. It's as if he was Meichel. I mean, he came down, Adas Kein, Adaitadachi, he came down, he's not going to get anything. If he doesn't take it out,
he can't get it out,
okay,
so whatever, for some reason
he
doesn't get it out.
If he doesn't get it, if he can't, so then both Pratim Lachai should be Pata. What's the Chelik? If I tell you to take it out, and you can't take it out, so you're also going to be Pata, unless we could establish that you for sure had Hana, but if we can't establish that, we know it's a legitimate claim. Verai, you made the claim even before he came down, so you know that you really didn't want it, so then you're going to be pot if you didn't have Hana. The Nafkamina we said last week was, we had a case, many cases, but the Nafkamina was, where we know for sure you did have Hana. The guy, we had the story last week, it was a pre-tvua, where there was a fire, and I told him before not to come, not to save my chest. He hired Goyim to save my chest. Well, he saved his own chest, and then he didn't need the Goyim, so then he decided to come to me and tell me that he's going to save my chest for $5. And I told him, don't save my chest. I don't want to. And he went ahead anyway, and he saved my chest. And the halacha is, that was a machlekes apoiskim, pritu, Maria Levi. There were many, many chokim, maimina, masmilim. If the chai gavna, we know for sure you were nene, are you going to be chayiv? Or do we say, no, your objection that you made beforehand is enough to pater you? And we said that that's what the Svarot HaMachlokes is. If the Svarot is, it's just like I'm saying Akor, So you could say akar, but now we know for sure you had ana. We know you had ana. So if we know you had ana, then avada, you're going to have to pay for it, even though you objected beforehand. Mashenkin, if this far is like the Aruch HaShulchan, like Adai Tadokh, you came down, you know you weren't going to get anything, because I told you before not to come, so then you must be, you a Meichel. You came down with that kavana that you're not going to get anything. So B'chai Gavna would be part. I mean, that's the Yisayisik Makhleks would be. What would be, if you know for sure you had ana, are you going to be chayiv or not? That is the shayla.
Is there a distinction between, he says, get up, and but he, in one case he said, but take your tree out? Or he doesn't say.
If he said get off, it means take the tree out. What does it mean get off?
I mean get off my land.
Oh, L'chayr, that's what he means. Get off means don't, before he planted it or after he planted it?
After
he planted it. Oh, after he planted it, I don't know. Tell him just the person to get off, you don't tell him to take the tree. So maybe that's nothing. But if before he planted, I told him not to come, so I don't want his planting. I don't want it here.
But if he already planted, you don't have to take the tree.
So then you're going to have to pay for it, whether... And you'll have the klalim if it's a sada siyalita or not. But if it's a siyalita and you have a no, you're going to have to pay the shrach, what you get, like you would typically pay a normal kablam for that service that he provided. One more nukuda that we mentioned, and that is that the Rishonim say that even when you made the mecha beforehand, which works, and you won't have to pay this guy if he comes, but if subsequent to that you decided to use the shvach that he made, he built you a house, and you told him not to, he improved your property, and then you decide to live in the house, the second you walk into the house to live, it shows that you really want the house, and then you're going to have to pay like a tatala. Then you're going to have to, it's like it's a yad ola yoyna. What? So l'chayyah, the reason is because it's mavun the Rishonim that even on the Sarav Anik Moisa HaKeren HaTzvi, it just means that you can't be mechayv me for anything. But if you want to know, could you take your house back? You could take your house back. It means you didn't give it to me b'matana to the extent that it's removable, so you never made it mine. It's just, I'm telling you, I'm not going to pay for that truck that you gave me. But So if you want to remove it, because in that you can remove it. Rishonim say led it, avad, you have a right to remove it. So then if I went ahead afterwards and I used your house, so obviously I'm showing that I want it, and now I'm using your house, so then I'm going to have to pay for the house that you made. So if you can't remove it, then yes, then you could use it. If you can't remove it, then that's it. He's not going to get anything. So he's not going to get anything back.
What's the difference between Sifal and Sifal?
Sifalo gives you the klal by sada siyalita, you have to pay yodolo yoina like, and if it's an eno siyalita, yodolo taktoina. So the base is that if I don't want it at all, I could tell you to remove it. I won't have to pay anything. Just remove it.
So why is Sifalo if you have to pay?
And the Konami, Sifalo talking about where the guy didn't tell him to remove it. So if you didn't tell him to remove it, that's the halacha. So if Beis is telling him, but if he tells, it's a Isafa, but if he tells him, he has a right to do that.
See where he tells him to remove
him,
and he doesn't remove him, then he uses the example he gave, say the house, assuming it's removed. What does that necessarily mean? How does that necessarily show that he wants it? For now, I want it. Until you remove it, I'm going to use it.
No, so how are you allowed to use someone else's stuff? You're not allowed to use someone else's stuff. Well, he was not using land. He was trying to be mashbiach land. He was trying to do a taifa. Oh, we discussed if he's allowed to do it like hachila or not.
Do I have access to this land? Yes or no?
You have access. Sure you do. Just to say. I know so. Right.
So that has a price.
So, that's right.
Until you move it.
No, not until you move it. You don't like it, so tell me to remove it.
I did.
L'chatchila. Before I even put the house
on.
I don't think you have a right to use it till you move it. You might have to pay for what you move. If you want to tell them, fine, you should not going to use it. So maybe, but I'm not being meichel, so I don't know. So maybe you have to pay for that. You're using someone else's item. The land is yours, but that is item. If you don't want his item on your land, so get Bezin to make sure that he removes it. Okay. Fine. Maybe we could talk about it. If he gained something with storage, maybe a storage fee. If he gained something by having in your land, we'll talk about it. Yes, he's losing out as a hefsid, that's a grum. So if you want to use this, then means you're nekele. If you don't want it, you tell him to remove it. He's a mazik maybe. So we said, we discussed this, I could force him even to remove it. That's the mazik shabbat. Good. So I force him to remove it, but doesn't give me a right to use his item. Okay.
So didn't he tell him not to finish the
Why didn't he tell him?
Why did he let him finish?
I don't know, maybe he didn't care, maybe he did. Well, depending on the story, one of the stories we just said is Hitaka stopped him, he tried to stop him, but the guy didn't listen, right? He came down anyway. But in Ekonami, if he wasn't there, or even if he was, he doesn't have a chiv to do that, but he, okay.
That's fine, right?
Yeah, so because this is the story, right? So this is the klal. The klal is if you object before and you have a right to object, and now it's a machloikis achroinim. If you do indeed subsequently have anah from it, are you mechuyev to pay for the anah, even though you objected? It's a chiddush. Even though I objected, I might still have to pay for the anah. Oh, no, we say no. Hinech mois v'akeren natzvi, it's tough luck and I won't have to pay. Maisa shahaya kachaya, it's mais happened hundreds of times. You see so many haintag tshuvas talk about it. It's like a day in and day out. The story was that a person is trying to sell his house, puts up a sign for sale by owner, comes along one of the brokers and comes knocking on his door. You know, I could broker your house. I have a customer who might want to buy a house. And you tell the broker, you could do whatever you want, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying commissions. I think I could sell the house myself. I'm not interested. I don't think that it's kedai for me to pay you the 3% for you to have broken my house. I don't want you. You want to send the car? You can do whatever you want. But I'm telling you right now, you are not going to get paid. That's the maisa. Fine. So, sure enough, the broker doesn't listen, and the broker sends a customer to the house, and the seller ended up using the customer that the broker sent. That's the maisa. In other words, he made a mecha mitchila. It's a sada, let's say, a siyalita. Let's say it's normal to sell the houses with a broker. It's customary. It's the right way to sell, maybe, we could argue. So it's a sada, a siyalita, let's say. But I was mecha before. I don't want your service. I don't want the shvach that you're giving me. And he went ahead and he did it anyway. What mahadin? So if we could establish that he wasn't nene at all, because he tackled, it's a market that the seller's market, that the seller doesn't need the brokers to sell the house, and he's b'chalal not nene, so nothing to talk about. So in Echanami, then Avadi is potter. He made the mukha beforehand, and he doesn't have a no right now, so Avadi is going to be potter. But what happens if Hitaka had a no? The buyer that the broker sent him was a good buyer. He got more than he would have gotten had he tried to market it himself. So we know that he was nene, but he made a mukha. So l'chay, that should be totally on this machlek. It's a paiskin. If you learn, right, like the pre-tzvua, that once you have anah, who cares you objected, you're going to be chay because the maisi had anah. Okay, so he's going to have to pay the brokerage fee.
The objection was not to more, the objection was to far. The objection of the seller was not, if you get me more, I object to it.
No, I object, stamza. I don't want you to be my broker. I'm not interested in being commissioned.
Because
I'm confident I can sell my house. I don't need you. I'm confident I can do it myself.
So I think
I would like to try. I don't want you to come here. And you went and you came here anyway. I'm telling you not to. So I made an objection. So if... I'm giving you a weird... Because then it's hard to establish, how do you know he was nene or not? So in the Krami, we could argue he was nene. The guy's a lazy. One second. If I could have done it myself... Yeah, but if I could have gotten another buyer lined up, I had another buyer lined up for the same price, and I got to use your buyer, so that doesn't mean I was nene, because I could have used the other buyer, right? So I'm telling you that if your buyer was considerably a better buyer, we could establish I wouldn't have been able to do that myself, and then I was nene. Like the pre-tfu, who cares, you made the objection, you're going to have to be chayiv. And like the Aruch HaShulchan, Maria Levi, these type of places, behold, that when I make an objection, you're coming down, that you're not going to see a penny from me because I told you not to come. So it must be you accepted that anyway, that you're not going to get a penny. So if that would be the case, then I would taka be put on the commissions. That's how basically the Achronim say this halacha, that it should be totally on this machlokes.
But wouldn't there be some sort of contractual agreement, an understanding between the seller and the agent? Shouldn't there be some contractual
agreement? Yeah, the agreement was the homeowner said not to come, and the guy came anyway.
No, so there's no contract.
There's no contract, but I know that the minig is that you pay a sarsa, 2%, 3%, whatever the zman is, depending.
You'll pay the license.
Okay, we'll worry about the license. So let's say he's a license broker. He's a license.
If I brought a person down, I was in the real estate business, if I brought a person down, and I've had the cases where it said, all right, bring somebody down. So we have an understanding that I'll pay a commission. But if he says there's no commission, I brought it down, he says, I don't have Thank you very much. I owe you nothing.
He's saying the law of the land says you don't.
Okay, if the law of the land and that's the meaning, okay. I'm talking about just in halacha. The person are going on that. If you tell me there's an overriding meaning, what to do in such a case?
It should be the same in anyone's mind.
No. So Lamai says, so should we totally on this machlok as always? That's how the person can say it. So if he sends a person, he would not make a machos. That's mamish a yared. He never made a machos, so he was yared. And so Avadi is going to get kasada so you'll eat
that. No, I'm saying if the customer is there, in other words, he didn't know that this broker is looking out. The guy knocks on the door, this broker is going to be here.
And he told him that this broker... He told me that this... He said, he told the seller, the homeowner that this broker sent me here?
Yeah.
Before, so what's the problem?
No, so there was no yichudus for him to be
moiker. So he was never moiker. So again, he was never moiker. So if the guy was yared when the guy went out of town. Fine, so he couldn't be moiker. Let's say you went out of town, and I was mashbich yisada when you were out of town, so you didn't have an opportunity to be moiker. Still, that's the halach. If it's a sada siyolita, you give me the shrak, and if it's a sada shena siyolita, it's yado ataktein, you only give me the atzah. So here, you weren't moiker. You weren't moiker, so he was mashbiach, so you'll have to pay him, because that's the elite, the going rate of a broker, 3%, whatever it is.
You're always able to do it. I'm saying, in halacha over here, you always have to do it.
Not always able to do it. Where? How are you able to do it? No, the guy...
Oh,
after he does it, so here too, because you didn't have to take the buyer. Who asked you to take the buyer? You don't have to take the buyer.
Yeah, I didn't order
he sent him. Okay, so that could get very sticky. Okay, we'll talk about that. Well, fine.
You threw in a very interesting stipulation when it came to Nenna. You said that if I could have done it by someone else, it's not considered Nenna.
If I could have done it myself, with the halacha later on in Siv Dalid, that if the Baal HaSada himself was an Oris, and you came down, and you mashbiach his Sada, even if it's a Sada Suyalita, but since the Baal HaSada could do it himself, for him it's a Sada Shena Suyalita. He doesn't need you, he could do it himself. He only has to give you mamish a little bit because he saved on his tircha. So yes, this homeowner will have to give you the little bit that he saved on putting up ads in yeshiva or the tircha, whatever it is, in the newspaper that's selling his house, whatever that tircha is, that'll pay you. The $30 will pay you. But you're asking for 3%. You're asking for $20,000. The $20,000 is not giving you. So that's the shaila. So, like...
Why is this chalak a suda? Suda, you did the pillar. Now I'm nahana. So, some chalakas. We're here. The broker didn't do any pillar. You're helping him do the pillar. If you're not...
He did the pillar. He did the pillar. He sent you the person.
Bill is to work out a deal from both sides. You're enabling.
So he started. It's like every broker. The broker, let's say you didn't object and you hired a broker, and a broker would have brought this customer, and the two of you worked it out yourself.
You're showing by cooperating, by ending the deal, you're showing that you are interested in the
good. So therefore?
So it then if someone's going to tell you ill and somebody sued the
good.
Lady,
good. Good.
But now that here, if you wouldn't want it, you wouldn't have to.
Oh, so I think this is what you're hearing. 1 second. So that's how the Achroinim say it. Okay.
And he will say what his commission is, split fees with the broker.
Okay, fine. And because it comes out that this is a makhlaik, all the Heintikas say that Tali in this makhlaik is pre-tvua, Maria Levi, or the Imei. Whoever holds on this side, that's what they say. And I think there's a dava poshid that the guy is chayiv. I think Lekuliyami is chayiv. I think that's what you're trying to say. Is that remember, I don't know, they don't quote the Rishonim, so you have to know why not. But the Rishonim already said that when you make an objection beforehand, you don't owe a penny. That's what the Rishonim say. But comes along the Yad Raman, the Rashman said, but if later on you are mishtamish with it, you use it, so you're being megala das that you really want it, so then you have to pay like a datal. That's Siv Gimel. So here too, if you didn't accept the guy, you made an objection, the guy sent the customer anyway, so if you didn't like it and you don't want his service, so don't sell to that buyer, sell to your own buyer. But you went ahead and you consummated the deal, you finished the deal with this guy's buyer, so why'd you do it for? Vice versa, you used his service, you deliberately use the service. You vice versa on the gala, that's that you want to use the service. You're nekele with the service. So if you're nekele with the service, it's yod al yana. It blinds now a sada siyolita. You're showing now that you really want the service.
You just said that's not the case. You saved me $30 in tircha fees on taking
another. No. That's in the case I said when you weren't nena. That was in the case where you weren't nena. I was going back to the klal. If a guy was an oris himself, so he only has to pay him the tircha that he saved. So if I could have sold it myself, I could have done it myself. I didn't have any hana by you doing it. So then, avada, I was nechilei. I was nechilei to save my little tercha, and my meila, it's not a problem. But over here, no. We're talking about here, where I was nene. You gave me a better boy, a boy that I couldn't have gotten myself. And now the shaila was, the pritvu with the Maria Levi, does the mechor beforehand help to negate the hana that you got, not to pay for the hana that you got? So I'm telling you that the Rishonim say that that works, even when it does work, but if later on you use it, then it's too late. Then you're showing that you really wanted the person's work. You're being nakedly.
You started by saying you couldn't do it. Let's say his phone is ringing nonstop, and he wants to be fair to the first person. He really doesn't care. How can you prove by the fact that he's...
I'm not proving. I'm saying if you're right that the guy was... I'm not proving that he was... No. I'm not proving that he was nene. That's what I'm not proving. I'm proving that it was nechilei. It's two different things. If he wasn't nene takas, he wasn't nene. Okay, fine. So then he'll only give him, like he said, he'll only give him the $30 for his techa that he saved. Mask him. But I'm talking about where the guy made an objection, but we know he was nene. He could never have sold it for such a price by himself. Let's say, we know that he was nene. That wasn't what... The Eindiga Achroinim talk about this case. We know that he was nene, and now we want to know... Normally he should have to pay for the nana, but maybe he should be potter because he made the objection. That was the shaila. Tali on the Maria Levi and the Aruch HaShulchan against the Pritvua and the Marash Engel. So I'm just saying that it's not Tali in that Maklakas, because to the extent that he feared with this broker's suggestion, so he nutzed the broker's suggestion. So he's being Megala Das Denekele. When you Megala Das Denekele, then you're going to have to pay Ki Yadala Yaina. Then you have to pay a full price. I don't know. Okay, we'll have to dan how much it was nechalei. L'chari, it can't be more than the hana that he has, because the halach of Yad Al Yoyne is you pay the hana that you have. So if you could tell me I didn't have so much hana, so be limited to that hana. But if I would have done it myself, I would have saved you $20,000 commission, but you got me $25,000 more, so I ended up gaining, so I'll give you the 20 and I'll keep pocket the 5. Because I gained. If I would have sold it myself, it would have been $700,000. Because I used your suggestion, I sold it for $725,000. So I ended up gaining. I gained $25,000 in the deal. So I'll give you the 3%. No, because I got the
3%. I would have had that on myself, my own $700,000.
No, because it's either you use the broker, you don't. It's either you use the broker, you don't use the broker. If you don't want brokers, sell it for yourself $700. But if you want a broker deal to get that extra 25, a broker commission is 3% on the whole price, not just on the extra. So if you want to use the broker, you got to use the broker. So you got to pay 3% on everything, which comes out to be 21 or 22, whatever it is. Fine. So you gain more. You got 25. Give him the 22 and keep the 3 for yourself.
Why is Nana tied to a broker fee? If he only saved him the hanging fee, he has to give him the $60 for the hanging.
That's right.
And if he was then a $50,000, it shouldn't be subject to the 3% commission. If he's subject to $50,000.
No, because to get such a deal, to be then in the $50,000, you need a broker. That's the only way you're going to get it. And a broker charges 3% on everything, not just on the extra. So you got to. That is the service that the broker charges. He charges for that service. Sorry. Correct, Nana. Nana makes it into a Sada Siyalita. So now we know it's a Siyalita. And what do you pay when it's a Sada Siyalita? A full brokerage fee, not just the extra. Every broker, I sell a house, why do I give him 3% commission on the whole house? I'm sure if I would have tried to sell my Zach, I could have sold it for half. Chalapak is half. Even I'm a Lo Yisach, I could sell a $700,000 house for $350,000. So why is he charging 3% on everything? That is the price that brokers charge. So if I want a broker, I have to pay his price. If I didn't want the broker, don't pay his price. But if I want it, I got to pay that price. All right. L'chayyot should be poshut that b'chay gavna, you would have to pay everything. All right. Another ma'is ha'shoye kachoye. Here's another story. A true story. A guy hired a builder. It's already an outer story. It's already hundreds of years old, but I'm sure it happened today too. A guy hired a builder. I want to build a 3,600 square foot house. This amount of bedrooms. This is what I want. By accident, the builder built more. Or not by accident, maybe it was deliberate. Actually, I know such a story that the builder, while in the middle of the building, he decided, no, he has the attic. And he framed out the attic. He put another two bedrooms in the attic. He wasn't asked to do it, but he ended up doing it anyway. So now comes time to pay, and the builder tells him, you know, we made up, the house is $400,000, but you know, I added another two bedrooms, or I added another 300 square feet, I'm going to want another $30,000. Does he have a right to get that extra money or not? Because he was a yoyrid, I never asked him to do it, and he was a yoyrid, am I entitled to that or not?
That's a little or
not. Oh, very good. So comes along the Tshuva's Pas Negev, and he says, you have to know, is it a Sada Siyalit? Is it a Sada Asuya Live Nice? Means when people build houses in this neighborhood, do they build the attics, the attic, the bedrooms in the attic or not? Do they build a 3,600 square foot house? Or do they build a 3,900 square foot house? If the shteg is to build a 3,900 square foot house, then l'chay, that should turn into a Sada Asuya Lita. Oh, one second. Oh, one second. So you have a right to say, Novos, you could tell the person, Akari Yolanka Valeich. I talk, it's a Sada Zilita, but I'm not interested in spending the extra money. I don't want to have the Edom over. I'm happy to have less bedrooms in my house. So Memelo, fewer bedrooms in my house, Memelo, because in tight, take your framing in the attic and go. I don't need you. So Avada, you were able to light the Rishonim all that even by Sada Zilita, you're allowed to say Akar. So Enochan, I'm here to you, you're allowed to say Akar.
But there's a contract. You violated the contract.
Oh, very good. So comes along the path. So far, that's what the Pas Negev said, that you'd be able to say, Kimli, that you're not allowed to say Akar, even by Sada Siyolita. Then he says, Oid Yeh Shloima.
He always says, so the guy built it, for a ceiling, you need 2x8. You want to put another floor, you put 2x10s. So now he can't take off anything.
In theory, he could pull down the 2x10s. Or he made a 9-foot ceiling instead of an 8-foot ceiling. So I tell him, what? I mean, if you're going to move, you have to remove the whole ceiling. So it's going to be difficult. We'll get to it. But, so it comes along the Pas Negev and he says, now you're Svara. He says, V'oid, when I hired you to build, I told you I want 5 bedrooms. 5 bedrooms means not 6, not 7. I said 3,600 square feet means not 3,700 square feet. Because I asked for 36. I didn't say build a house and then build. So he says it's as if I made the mecha beforehand not to build 3,700, not to build 3,900, not to build bedrooms in the attic. I knew I could build bedrooms in the attic. I told you not to. I mean, I didn't say explicitly, implicitly. When I said build 5 bedrooms on the second floor, and I didn't ask for 7 bedrooms in this house, I only asked for 5. Means I don't want those 2 bedrooms in the attic. So he says, it blives as if I was meicha mitchila, which in B'chai Gam and Lekuliyam I'm allowed to say akar. If I'm meicha mitchila, no problem. And not only that, if I'm meicha mitchila, then I don't have to pay anything. Right? I don't have to pay for the hano you gave even before I say akar, like to Rishayim them. No, vos, but I can't live in the house, or in the attic. In B'chai Gam, I won't be able to live in the attic. If I live in the attic, then I'm showing you that I really want it, I'm taking it over. So I have to make sure that you remove the framing in the attic. Bishum Oifin, I don't want that framing. Take out your framing. That's what the Pas Negev says.
At the established price of $100 a square foot.
Whatever the going rate is. Whatever the going rate is.
This macha that the owner is being maicha.
From the fact that I told you 36, it means I don't want 39.
At $100 a square foot.
What do you mean? Whatever the price. I mean, I made up 3,600, it's 300 square feet, it was $100 a square foot. So now you built me an extra 300.
So maybe at 80 square foot it is good. Maybe over there it's Yared. I only see at 100 square foot.
So it's not. So it's a Sada Siyalita, but I was Mike, I don't want it. So you want to say something? That is the going rate. And I said, I don't want it. Now, what are you going to do if he improved the Eichas Abinyan? He made 5/8 sheetrack instead of, I don't know, a half inch, or he made 9-foot ceilings instead of 8-foot. I mean, what are you going to do then? What are you going to say the Akar? So the badness, you can still say Akar. Remove the ceiling. Build me the house the way I asked you. I asked you for 8-foot house. This ceiling I don't like. You want to charge me for the extra foot because it's tight. No problem. Akar, take it away. Remove it. You don't want to remove it. That's your headache. But I'm telling you right now, leave it. I don't want to pay for it. And I have a right to say Akar.
Is that considered living into? If I live in the house safely, it's not going to make it how I live.
I mean, I lived in that. No, good to say that. So at least I'll have to make the mechah before and then make sure to get you to remove the ceiling because I don't want such a house. If it's not kedai for you to remove it, so then you're stuck. You're going to have to keep it there. He'll go under that sugya like we discussed earlier. If the guy was tzevea, a garment, and it's impossible for him to remove the tzeva, so at the end of the day, I'll only have to pay for the hanoah that I have. Bezen will have to shots up how much hanoah I have that it's a 9-foot ceiling instead of an 8-foot ceiling. And if I talk, I don't have hanoah, I'm not the type of guy that enjoys the extra foot. Then in a konami, I have hanoah. Why?
Resale.
for resale. Okay, but lemaisa is for myself. If I don't have the hanah, so I won't have to pay. And if Bezen shuts up, I really do have the hanah because I'm counting into reselling. So, okay, so reselling it, then that calls the accident. That will be shuts up. So that will, at the end of the day, that's all I have to pay. I'll have to pay the hanah, and I can tell you to take it out. That's what should come out. And if I go ahead and I use it, then
I want to leave my house.
So I have to tell you to remove it. I'll get Bezen to force you to remove it. Or...
if he doesn't remove it, he has to pay you. That's how it works?
If who doesn't remove it?
If it takes him 2 months, I'll wait. This guy's going to want us to...
So I have to force him. So we once discussed, last week, and I think this is a shtickle of a raya to this, is b'chlal yavakasha. What does it mean in the Tol Halakh? If I end up, after I told you, remove it, and then I use it, it's a raya that I really wanted, and I have to pay for it. Right? How does that work? Maybe you're just schlepping, and I have no gedult anymore, and I have to move into my house, and therefore I move in. What's the raya from that I was nekele? So I think it's a shtickle of a raya. I mean, one, you could say, well, I should be on top of Bezen. Bezen should whip him and make sure that he removes it. Okay, fine. But I think what we said last week, it's much better, because I can remove it myself and charge him. Right? We discussed last week. I could be a yoyud for him. He has to remove it, and he has to pay for the removal, and I'll help him. I'll hire someone to remove it, and he'll have to end up paying for it because I'm helping him do his job that he needs to do. So I can charge him for yarif. And the fact that I don't remove it, and I don't take the law into my hands, and instead I use it, if I say so, I'm nechel, I want to use it.
The time that he uses up in removing is vital
in drama. Okay, I know, drama has it. So if it's a hezek, then I have to pay for that hezek, whatever it is. But look, it's only being menei mishtamsha. So he'll pay me for the menei mishtamsha that I had on the karka.
Can he?
Als mazik, maybe you can. You have to go if it's bar or not. If it's bar, then you can, because bar is potal la karka. You have to know if it's adam mazik, then he would be able to charge him.
The house contract, like Adam has, it's within a certain amount of time. Now he's all going over the time.
What do you mean contract? Well, he has to finish at a certain time? This is certainly not finishing. I didn't ask for this. He didn't finish the house that I contracted. If he wants to leave it like that and not charge me, then he finished. But if he wants to charge me, then he didn't finish. It's not the house I wanted. So when you build me the house I want, then you're finished. Till then, take this house and give me the house that I want. So I'm a nervous. Bezin might be able to charge me if I taka use it. And I don't uproot the house, then in a kami at that point, I'll have to pay for hana. Okay, that's okay how it should come out. Let's go on to Sif Gimel. Let's flesh this out a lot better, what Nechalei is. Let's go. Hayer l'teik sadeh chaveri. We're going to have more stories. Hayer l'teik sadeh chaveri shalei b'shus. If someone goes to his friend's sadeh shalei b'shus, he didn't ask, v'nata oibana, and he plants or he builds, v'achakak bo bala sadeh, and afterwards the bala sadeh comes, v'hishlam abinyan, he even finishes up the house, or yishashama ha-netiyas, or he guards, he puts a fence around the netiyas that the person planted, u'chiyaytze be'elu ha-dvarim, shemare shedaytoy noytel ma'sha'asa zeh, it's apparent from what he's doing that the bala sadeh really enjoys and appreciates what the yeri did for him, and he really wanted it all along. So even though he pretended that he didn't want it, but it's clear that he's showing, actions speak louder than words, he's showing that he really wants it all along. You'll have to pay him like a regular sada ha'asiyalita.
Just a shot of this
thing. Hasada, the Bala Sada came. The Bala Sada came and completed. Correct. The Bala Sada came and he completed the house. So obviously he enjoys this construction. Otherwise, why is he completing it? There it says he liked the house that the guy built and he's continuing. Let's say the guy framed the attic. And I come along and I start putting up sheetrock. I run electric, I run plumbing. If I didn't want the framing of the attic, why am I finishing the attic? Must be the reason why I'm finishing the attic, because I like what the guy did.
Cheaper to finish it than to tear it down.
And the cost of tearing down is not on me, it's on him. I could just tell him to tear it down, there's no problem.
How are you shumming when it says shumming?
Shumming, you shots up. No, you shots up. How much such a job, such a service, with, of course, the materials cost? What would a normal builder sell it or do this for? I give him like a regular kaplan. I give him yod aloyin. I give him a full price, a full wage that he deserves for doing such a malacha. Like sif aleph. Yod aloyin. It's like a sada asiyalita. What do you say?
It increases the value of the house more than the labor cost. Because the other aliyah, you should ask.
He doesn't get the complete increasing of the house. Let's say my house went up $100,000, but to get a builder to frame an attic only costs $50. I'm only going to give him $50. That's the service that he provided. The cost of such a service is only $50, so I don't give him more than that. That's all I have to give him. All right. Let's just understand this. How is it a raya? Just have to flesh this out. How is it a raya what I did to show? How does this show that I really wanted it? That's yod al yoina. So what's pshat here? Pshat is like this. Because if I didn't like it, I should tell you akar, toil, take it away. And I didn't do that. Instead, I watched it. So then it shows that I appreciate it. Because if I didn't appreciate it, I would have told you toil. Means if I would be somehow stuck with the item, and I wouldn't have the ability to say toil, so by completing doesn't show that I'm nekale, I'm forced, I have to keep it. If I have to keep it, so of course I'm going to protect it. If I have to keep it, I have to pay for it, so of course I'm going to protect. I'm not going to throw my money out the window. Teretz is because you never have to keep it. You could always say toil. You could have said toil. And why over here didn't you say toil? And you ended up keeping it. Must be that you really want it. And memela, you're going to have to pay for it. Good. However, the Gemara is mavua more than that. The Gemara was mavua. There was a story in the Gemara that the guy actually did say toil. He came to a dintar in front of Rav. And Rav says, pay him. The guy said, I don't want to. I want him to take the stuff. Rav says, no, pay him with yod al taktoina. I don't want it. Let him take the stuff. I'm telling in front of Bezin, in front of Rav, toil, let him take the stuff. Leibina, I don't want the item that he just did. And then later on, he was goyder, he put a fence around the natiyas to protect it. Zakta Gemara, you magala das that you really want it, and therefore you're going to have to pay. That's the Gemara. So you see in the Gemara, chiddush, that even after I made my objection. I said toil. And then later on, I went ahead and I goyder it, I watched over it, I was shamar it, then in a kanami, I'm still going to have to pay yod aliyah. Sorry?
Your
kilo, you're showing that your macha was a tactic. You really didn't mean to make the macha. You thought you would get the guy would give up, I don't know, he would make a cut a deal with you, using it as a negotiation tactic. But now, you see that you really like it. I knew all along you really liked it, so therefore you're going to have to pay yod aliyah.
Aren't you saying he changed his mind, helps? You're not admitting he changed his mind.
He changed his mind now? All of a sudden he changed?
All of a sudden he changed his mind.
Okay, no.
Doesn't
the Maisa show that possibly? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says that now you're being Megala, that's that you're really Nechale, and you're going to have to pay.
I think the kind of Hezek of Grom, he doesn't want to lose. That's why he's taking care of it.
So let him pay Akar. Now, for that, he should pay for the whole thing. If I wanted this field for trees and not for Zroim, I wanted this field for Zroim, not for trees, I didn't want this type of house, and you built the house. A guy's not going to do it just for the grum of till you remove it for the 2 weeks it takes you to remove it. You know, this is a long-term decision. Yeah, LMI, he really likes it.
How far out does this Bob Alvayas a little bit here? How far out does it go?
What do you mean?
A year later, I come and I put up a gate.
Anikonami. So it's a year later, you're Magala Das. So you should have gotten Bezdin, or you, like I said, you yourself should have removed it. You should have came along yourself and removed it, and you didn't bother. Why didn't you bother? It's because you really wanted it.
It's also still not right, because it could be that he'll never pay me. I didn't bother getting it because I'm supposed to charge him a premium on top of this, but I know that I'll never be able to collect it from him.
No. So you get Bezin to force him to, I don't know.
You mean
Iglai Muslim
from now?
Iglai Muslim, I'm afraid that you always wanted it, and it was always a Sada Ha'asuya Livnois or Asuya Lita, and now you're going to have. Yeah, it's a year later, but now you're showing that you're trying to pay hard negotiations, and now you caved in. Now we know that you really liked it all along.
What if Vitaka changes mind? We both know the truth. Vitaka changes mind.
If Vitaka changes mind, L'chaira, that would be a different. L'chaira. L'chaira. They all.
If it's the money, Gaboch, maybe you should say it's the money.
Maybe, in Ekonami. Maybe. You won't have the other Svaro that it was Commander Sachreya Domi, that you don't have. But if you have the other Svaro, I hear. But for that, that might only be Yodal Daktoina. Okay, we have, depending on the Pshatan. Sorry? But Yodal Yoina means the Yoyrid is Yodal Yoina that he's going to get full price. As if it's a Sada Siyalita. He's going to get the full Shvach as if it's a Sada Siyalita. He's going to get whatever the going rate for such a service is. Even though, had I objected and told him to remove it, he would have mechuyev to remove it. But now that I showed I really wanted it, so now it's a Sada Siyalita. If it be Yad Allah Taktaini, you'd only give him the Itzais. But now I give him more. I give him a regular building fee, $100 a square foot, whatever it is. Well, it's like the shark. It's, you're giving him a full wage for the service that he provided.
What happens if the person is
type of thing, I don't need, I might want it in the future, but I don't have money now. So what happens then?
So to say yakar, tell him to remove it.
Huh?
So tell him to remove it. You should tell him to remove it. If you tell him to remove it, let him remove it. If you don't want to pay for it, so uproot it. But if you end up using it, so it shows that you really want it. So comes along this man brings down, that the rabbi says, it's very, you say this, take a machlekes rishonim here. He brings down like this.
Which
sif? Sif cotton zayin in the sma. It really belongs over here on this sif. The sma says, brings down a machlekes rishonim. That the Rosh holds that this halacha is only talking about where you started off, that the sada was really asuya lita, or asuya livnois. And you exercised your right to say akar, you told him to remove it anyway, and now you ended up finishing the binyan or being shamed than it is. So you're showing that you really wanted it all along, and you're merely going to pay yad olayon, like every sada suyalita. But had it been a sada she'ena asuyalita to start off with, just because you're using it now doesn't show that it's a sada suyalita, it shows that it's a sada she'ena asuyalita, that b'diyevid you nechalei, and you're willing to accept it, and you're willing to pay yad ala tachtayna. So he says that this whole halacha is talking about dafka, the Gemara's case, it's talking about dafka, where it started off as a sada suyalita. However, the Ramah, the Rav Mefarshim, Rav Rishonim hold not like the Rosh, and they hold that even if it started off as a sada she'ena asuyalita, and even if you objected, but now that you're guarding it, or now that you're showing that you like it, it turns the sada lemafreya into a sada ha'asuyolita, and you're going to have to pay the full price, the full wage of such a kaplan. That's the other rishonim. La halacha, the mechaber seems that he's going like the rishonim, not like the rishonim. The mechaber doesn't say it's umadavka asuyolita. He says across the board. The halach is yad al ayin, regardless if it started off as suyalita, ain as suyalita, it doesn't make a difference. Now that you're showing that you want it, you're going to have to pay full price. The shach and the goin, however, quote the Rosh in the Torah, the shachok in azeh, as if to imply that you could say kimli, like that cheetah, like the Russian tour, that if it started off ain as suyalita, I won't have to pay your full price. Nechale doesn't show more than what it was. It just shows that I don't want to say akar. I can no longer say akar. Fine, I can't say akar, but I only have to pay the price of a sadach ain as suyalita, which is only that size.
You have to pay at least
the That's how they go. Now, so let's go back to the Ramah. However, Rav Rishonim and the Mechaber hold that it started off as a sada she'ena siyolita, and the fact that you now finish the binyan shows that you really like it, and now it turns into a sada siyolita. Frek the Rosh and Eisen Akasha. How does this work? What was the case of Sif Aleph? Did the halach in Sif Aleph? If it's sada siyolita, you pay the higher price. If it's sada she'ena siyolita, you only pay the itzais. What was that case talking about? If it was talking about the guy said akar, so you don't pay anything. Just tell him to uproot it. Go, kol tov, bye-bye. Elamai, it's talking about, must be Zagdarosh, where I didn't want it, but now that you planted it, now that you built the house, b'diyevit, okay, I'll take it, I'll accept it. So Zagdarosh, every Yod HaLaktayin is talking about a case where b'diyevit, you accepted it. So how come now, because you were shamed than the tears, or you were mashed in the binyan, does that show more than that? Every ena asiyolita, every yad al taktoina was talking about a case where you accepted it, and nevertheless, you only pay yad al taktoina because I'm only accepting it b'diyevet. I really didn't want you to do it, but now that you did it, no, I'll take it. I'm not going to go through the whole ass or make you uproot it. You know, I don't want to start a fight with you, whatever. Okay, you could have, keep it, whatever it is.
The difference is the time element.
The what?
If, for example, he comes, the owner comes along, and says, yes, okay, I'll accept it. It's one thing. He's arguing. He says, I don't want it. What do I do with it?
Good.
And they can, I mean, it's a question of Gilu Das, and I really don't want it.
So faket.
Too much of a trouble.
So it's mamish faket. In Sif Aleph, I never told you to be akar, and nevertheless, it's yad ala toina right away, even though I accepted it right away. And over here, now with Sif, the Gemara is talking about where I made my mecha, and then I was magala das, and all of a sudden, now it turns into a sada siyolita. Mamish faket. How does that work? How does it turn into a sada siyolita? I already made my objection. What's going on? Zot. So, fact of Rosh, b'chalal, that is every case of Yolot HaKtayna. I must have accepted a bit of the evidence. What's going on? Zok to Beiseisif, the following teretz. Zok to Beiseisif, mamish, achilik, like this. Had I come along right away, mamish, raket, had I come along right away and I told you, you know what, okay, I'll take it, That's enochanami. You only pay yadot akhtayna. Because I'm only taking a b'diavad. But when I made my mecha to uproot it, and now I go ahead and I show that I want it, must be that I'm a liar. When I told you that I didn't want it, I really wanted it. And that turns into a sada siyolita lamafreya. I say it's like the base Asif.
It's contradictory.
Fact, very good. Fact, everyone, what's going on? What does that mean? All it shows, at best it shows that the guy's a liar, okay? And that when the guy yesterday said to be a car, he didn't really mean it. But how did it show that he wanted it, lechatchila, that he wants it like a sada zilita? Maybe it just shows a b'diyev that he wanted it. And he was lying to you yesterday when he told you a car. But how did it show manish? Like you said, it's counterintuitive. How does it show you manage that it turns into a sada asuyalita that I really wanted spitz even more than a regular sada shenasuyalita? What's going on? Comes along the Chazanish, the Chazanish of Baba Basa, Simon Beza is Dalid. The Chazanish says the following Lamdis. He says like this: when every time a person is Yared, Lutek Sada Chaver, Lashbiach, his Kavana is, he's trying to be Meshbiach the Sada and get paid for the work that he's doing. Whatever the halacha dictates, if it's ain a siyalita, I'll take yodal taktoino. If it's a siyalita, I'll take yodal ayeino. Whatever the halacha dictates, but I'm trying to earn a living, and that's why I'm being mashbiach yafil. When the guy comes along and accepts it, so he's accepting that offer that the yerid made. The yerid planted and was mashbiach, and it's an implicit offer. Pay me whatever the halacha dictates. So you accepted that. So if you go to the guy and say, okay, but the yerid, I'll keep it, what you're going to have to pay is yadal taktayna, because that's what the halacha dictates by yasada shena siyalita. However, Zakta Chazanish, if you registered a complaint and you said, toil, I don't want it, write down, you just mevatel that deal. The Yerid came along and he made you an offer. He was mashbiach his other with an offer. You could have it, whatever the halacha dictates. And you said, I don't want it. So you just threw that off out the window. It's no longer the sigi of Yerid. It's kilu like, you don't want it. You objected to that deal that he implicitly gave you. So now what you have is his house, his shvach, sitting on your sada. How could you go ahead and use it? What are you going ahead and using it for? How could you do that for? Elamai must be, when you go ahead and you're being shamed, must be that you're already accepting to pay the high price, the full price, the price that he could only hope to get. That price of being paid like a regular builder gets paid. Because otherwise, how do you go ahead and being shamed his stuff and being mashlam his binyan for? How could you do that for? Must be that was your kavana. You can't rely on the halach of Yerid, because that you threw out. You threw it out. You said, Akar, I don't want the din Yerid. It's too late. You started from scratch. Now it's over. If you're now being shamed, his thing must be you're going to pay him like a tatala. Must be you're going to pay him full price what he could ask for.
You have more than a non-Sadi knowing that he would go ahead and accept that other rate.
No, forget. How could he do this unilaterally without asking the guy? Must be he's really nechalei legamri and he's willing to pay the high price.
Say, I don't want to pay the low rate, I want to pay the high rate.
He shouldn't have been such an action, and since you've been such a negotiator, and right away he should have told the guy, okay, I'll accept it and I'll pay yodal taktayna. Yeah, only thing that the Chazanish says is better. The Chazanish doesn't say it turns into skis. Chazanish says it must be that you are nachas right now to buy it at that higher price. Because otherwise, how could you unilaterally take something that's not yours? Must be that you are nachas right now to pay that higher price. It's like you bought it right now.
I don't see that happen, by the way.
You're buying it right now. It's like you agreed to do it, otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. You can't take his item without accepting to pay the full price.
There's a difference between building on it or making a fence. Making a fence of
L'chayra, that's a shtickle of a problem with the Chazanish, that just because I made defense, you know, I didn't touch your item, I just protected it just in case. But L'chayra, why are you doing that fence? Because you really want the item, and you have no right to want that item, to take that item, without his permission.
If he built the foundation, and I'm going on top of it.
That's for sure you're here.
Then
that you're here. But you're saying, just a shame. Good, but that's what the Chazanish says. But I want to bring out from the Chazanish, one second, let's bring you out to Makshava. With the Chazanish now turned this sugya, he took it out of the Pasha Yerit. It's nothing to do really with Yerit. It's a new sugya. I'm using something that is not mine, because the yerid I already threw out. I threw out the sugya yerid. Now, I just have something else's item in my sada, and I decided to keep it unilaterally, shalei b'shus. Must be, I accepted full price. I'm now buying it at the high price. He turned into a sugya mecha chumemka. It has nothing to do with the sugya. It means, who cares yadol, yan yadol, who cares about the whole sugya yerid? Right now, otherwise, how could I take your item for, if not for the fact I accepted the high price? Now, it's very nice, sorry, the chazanish. The problem is, if you go through the sugya, the Rishonim learn in the sugya, the Gemara said, Amar HaPapa, he learned the whole halacha of Rav Me'ahu Uvda. It's my collective Rishonim, but many Rishonim learn pshat in the sugya is that it was sparring from this sugya, that Rav is Maida, that when you have a Sada Suya Lita, you pay Yada Allah Yoina. Now, it has nothing to do with Sada Suya Lita. Mamish has nothing to do with Sada Suya Lita. It's a whole different din. Where do you see from here that Rav holds Sada Suya Lita? I hold Sada Suya Yada Taktoina. Maybe it's more than Yada, maybe gets full shrak. I don't know what you get. But what does it do here? This is a whole new din. This is a din that the guy is using something that he's not supposed to be using. And must be, he used it, Al Das Kain, that he's going to pay the guy so much that the guy is going to be satisfied to let him have it. So, nothing to do with the Sada Suya Lita for. It's Shrei Chazanish. If you look two shtikla, two paragraphs later, the Chazanish sort of touches on the Shaila, and he's trying to perform the Shaila, and he throws out a line that if Sada Siyalita wouldn't be Yad Alayayna, so when a guy unilaterally uses an item that doesn't belong to him, he also wouldn't want to pay Yad Alayayna price. Okay? I don't know why, I don't know how, I don't know what one has to do with the other, but that's the Chazanish's pshat.
Comes a fence around a field, he's transforming that field into a suli.
Good.
Otherwise, why would
he
put a fence around?
Because I have nitiyas here. Of course I'm going to protect those nitiyas. But do you have it? If I have to keep it. Let's say I went over to you and I said, you know what, like the base says, I went over there and I said, you know what, I want these nitiyas. And I'll pay you your dal taktain, and I pay you. And then I put a fence around it. Does it show it's a suyalita? No, it's ain't a suyalita, but if I paid for it, I want to protect it. I don't want to lose it. So that's all they're showing me. When maybe putting around the fence just shows that I want to keep it as Eina Suyalita, but the Evid, I'll take it.
I thought you were going to say, so there's a difference between I accept and I participate. Just in terms of my Ischaibus. If I accept...
Okay, we're going to get... One second. We'll get there. We'll get there.
That spar doesn't really hold.
Okay, we'll get there.
Why does a fence show that? Why can't the owner of the land, of the house...
Good.
Listen, Luca, you were a
yorid
to my sada, and you might be young.
Right, but right now,
I'm going down to be a yorid to your.
If he would have told him that, maybe we could discuss that. But it's not what happened. He didn't tell him that. What happened was, he first made an objection, and then he used it. Shows, well, like the Chazanish, he can't. No, he could no longer unilaterally use it. So it must be if he unilaterally use it right now, he's going to pay.
I'm going to build the house and charge you for it.
No, my property. He doesn't need a house on my property. I need the house. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for me. So he's doing it for me, not for him. All right.
I don't accept your objection because the plural didn't ask permission to go down to begin.
You're right. He might not need permission. So we discussed that he might be able to do this even lechachila. We weren't sure. We had a shtick of a rai later. Ramban, he is. All right. Fine. Let's go. The Lech Grei Halachis in Chelek Aleph Kuf Tzadi has a different chilek in a different understanding of what the Beis Yosef meant. Why, when you make the objection and then you magal adas, it turns into a sada siyalita? But if right away I accept it, it will be a sada shena siyalita. He says the following. He says, let's take the case of trees. He says, the case of trees, if I can uproot the trees, it's going to cause a hefset to my karka, right? Cause a machish ha'aretz. It ruins the land. You planted the trees. I didn't want the trees in my sada. Now that you planted my trees and my land is going to get ruined, no, but the Eved, I'd rather keep the trees perhaps, or I'll entertain keeping the trees, be that my sada doesn't get ruined, because now I'm going to try to plant zraim, it's not going to work anyway, because he already took out the yanika and the nutrients. So, but the Eved, I'll keep it. That's all it shows when I tell you, okay, I'll take it, is that I want the Eved, because I don't want to face the crash of the arutz that your trees caused. But if I already told you toil, and I already showed you that I don't care about the crash of arutz, I don't mind it, take it, and now I go ahead and I protect the trees. Why am I taking the trees now? Not cause just because I don't want the krash haaretz, because you see, I didn't care about the krash haaretz. I already objected. I already made my macha. Must be now that I'm doing it is a raya that it's really all along a sada siyalita. Because why are you accepting it for? You have no excuse now. The reason why you're accepting is because you really want the trees. Because had you not worn the trees, you would have stood by your toil. No, you really worn the trees. Not you worn a bidiyavit. Because you're not the bidiyavit type of guy. You already showed that you don't care about the bidiyavit. You already told him, take the trees, I don't care about the chash or aretz. So you're not trying to fadin that chash. So, now that you go ahead, must be it's a spitz. It's a lachetchila dekanechalai. That's what Lachay Allah says. Then he says, that's only going to work by trees. But how does it work by the house? The house doesn't cause any chash or aretz. So what's going to be then? So he says the following. Since it was already built, he was b'diavad maskim l'shalem liyos yad al ha'tachtoina. But if I made my objection, then you can't say that b'diavad he was maskim. He doesn't explain what he's talking about. Why? What does that mean? Maybe also now it's b'diavad. So I think he means to say like this. What is b'chlal the pshat in the rosh or the yad al ha'tachtoina? What's b'chlal the understanding of such a sugya that b'diavad I'm maskim? If it's a sada suya lita for apples and you planted zroyim, so why am I now masking b'diavad? I should not be masking. I should take up this room and let me go with my apples. Or you built a house. I don't want a house. I needed it as a parking lot. Well, all of a sudden, now that you built a house, b'diavad, I'm masking. What does that mean? How does that change my philosophy? I thought that this sod was more suya, more appropriate for a parking lot. How does that change? So I think, just balabatish, just think, go through the person's mind. He right now fadined the tircha. Means if he had made the trees of apple trees himself, he would have to have the tircha and hiring and be busy with it. So lechachilo, if he had a choice which to invest the tircha in, it should be apple trees or to cabbage, he would go with apple trees. But now that you gave him free cabbage, you did the tircha yourself. So b'diavad, he's fadining that he doesn't have the tircha now to do his apple trees. So he'll accept that he fadins the tircha. Another reason capacity would be is he feels bad on for you that your maize you already planted and you invested all the koiches and all the work already to plant the cabbage. All right, b'diavad, he'll accept it. He doesn't want to pick a fight with you, take you to a dendaira. B'diavad, all for shindin as far as b'diavad, why he might accept the thing. But the second he registers toil, and he already tells you, I don't care about the b'diavad, I don't care about the din Torah that you're going to take me to, and I don't care about your work, and you're going to lose all your time, and I never asked you to come in the first place, you deserve it, whatever the reason is. And I don't mind the tircha now having to plant my apple trees, or I already told you, toil. So I'm showing you that I don't have the cheshbon of a b'diavad anymore. I don't, whatever svara b'diavad you're going to give me, I don't care about, because I already told you toil. Oh, you already told me toil, and now you go ahead and you goydir or you finish the house, and you're nechalei, must be you really nechalei lechachila. Because you're not the b'diavad type of guy. You don't care about b'diavad. You saw that you were already trying to stiff the guy and tell him to toil. So now that if you're a goydir, it must be that you're really nechalei. So memela, that's prat the beisaisiv. If you right away accepted it, so you only pay yad al ha'tachtoina. But if you went ahead and you said toil, and now you go ahead and you're nechalei, must be it's a nechalei lechatchila. Because otherwise, why were you nechalei? It's not b'diavad. You didn't care about the b'diavad. You already said toil. Achinish lekri alakas. Guess what? We're running out of time. You know, hold off for questions. In about 2 more minutes, I just want to fear ice. The ma'ase is, the smas says that from the Torah's mashma, there is no such chilek. The Torah's mashma that even if you never said toil, the second you finish the house or you make a fence around it, you're going to have to pay yad al ha'yon, it turns into a sada, so yalita. And it's mashmois of the mechaba and the Rambam as well. The Rambam doesn't make a chilek whether you said toil at the beginning or not. In fact, the Ramah is also moving like that. Ramah says, if it will be a case where you said tchila kar, Ramah is moist of a halacha. But he says, we're talking about where you never said toilet right away, and nevertheless, it's going to be yadol al-yayna. And Abazai, fract the kasha back to the kasha of the rush. What's this different than every case of yadol al-yayna, where you tell the guy, okay, I'll accept it, and then we say it's only b'diavad you're accepting, and you pay yadol al-yayna, and all of a sudden here, when you take the law into your hand, so to speak, you're being guided it, whatever it is, all of a sudden, Zanechle advises that it was really yadol al-yayna shbetz. The Mechas Pitim bombs this man. He said, what's going on? How can you even suggest such a pshat? You're back to the rush's kasha. What's the chil between this and every yadol al-yayna? And to that, I would like to suggest what you were saying, is that if I really don't like something, and it's only a b'diavad by me, so I'll first handle with you, I'll negotiate with you, I'll find out how much you really want, I'll find out how much it costs me, and how much we're going to have to settle on, I'll find out what you know, I don't want you to have terumis on me. I'll first settle with you, and then I'll consider b'dyavad accepting it. The fact that I unilaterally took it myself without asking you shows me I really want it. If I didn't really want it, I would first handle with you, reckon with you what I have to pay you, and then we'll shut up. Oh, it's takad halach, it's yodal taktoina, I'll pay yodal taktoina. And if you're going to action and call me dirty names, then I'll tell you, okay, I'm going to pay hardball also, and just take it and leave and forget it. But here, I didn't bother negotiating with you. I didn't bother calling you up and say, Rabbi, how much would you like for this? How much could I pay you for it? You just took the law into your hand. You decided to pretend it's yours already. You were goyder, you were mashing as a binyan. Vice versa, you really appreciate it. I means there's a difference just telling the guy that you want it. It's because you're negotiating with the guy. Here, from the fact that you unilaterally used his item, you're showing that you really want his item. You're showing that you really always wanted his item. Or you really always wanted an item. Then it's bribes now, a sort of siolita, and you're going to have to pay your dollar. Just to be mesayim, what you see from here, from these halachas, you see a yesod, that you could have something that b'yesod is yesod she'ena suyolita to the velt, but because man you're being megaladas that it was for you and a suyolita, it turns out that you're going to have to pay the din of a suyolita. It means we always, when we want to handle a halacha of a suyolita or not, we have to reckon with the bailam themselves. They have the ability to take something which is a suyolita and turn to a suyolita. If they do something that megaladas that they really wanted, it turns into a suyolita, and now they're going to have to pay yodol yoyna, you have to pay him a full shvach. All right, Rabbi said, maybe next week we'll touch it again and we'll have a couple of stories negate to this, you say it, but that's the bottom line. Bottom line is that loita rosh, this only works by ena siyolita, by sada siyolita, sorry, by sada siyolita, the gila das will not turn into sada siyolita, and loita rov rishayim, even by sada she'ena siyolita, this gila das that you unilaterally did will cause it turn into a sada siyolita, and you can pay yad al yana. Hakot tevach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.